politics that I think the American people are sick and tired about hearing about your damn meeting.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man. Welcome to Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Tonight we're talking, of course, about a great day in sports. Boy, Saturday, what a great day in sports. The Kentucky Derby, the NBA playoffs, the National Hockey League, Major League Baseball. Wait a second. Julio Cesar Chavez getting lit up like a White House Christmas tree, right? The kid, Chavez Jr., got beat real bad tonight by Canelo Alvarez in Las Vegas. That sets up the Canelo Alvarez Triple G fight for September. So lots of things to talk about. Open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can join me on the text line as well, because the text line is happening. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Well, Kevin Durant, number 35, scored 38 points. Now, of course, the Warriors won. A little bit ugly in Utah, but the Warriors up 3-0 over the Jazz. Of course, in the NBA playoffs as they march towards another NBA title. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Once again, open the phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The text line, that's even hot and happening. Check this one out. 415-275-1613. You are tuned to Sports Byline. I am the Taco Man.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Looking to break away this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen. clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very excited to be here. You know, and I was asked to host the ESPYs this year. Yeah, hi, that's my name, Esmond. When I was asked to host the ESPYs this year, folks, I said yes immediately for one reason and one reason only. This show has interns. Proper relations backstage a little later. But man, it's great to be here at the 6th annual ESPY Awards. Hard to believe, huh, that the ESPYs are 6 years old. Although Anthony Mason swears they're 18. So yeah, he'll be having sex with the ESPYs in about 12 years. So I was a little late here tonight. I took a cab to the theater, folks. And I don't know if you've ever been in these New York City cabs, but I got one of those cabbies, couldn't speak English, you know. Saw his name there on the dash. I couldn't even pronounce it. I think it was something like Hideki Arabu. I'm like, Arabu's been having some trouble, man. They fired his translator. Steinbrenner fired his translator. And people see that as cruel, you know, but I don't know, you know. I mean, if you're not doing well in Yankee Stadium, you know, do you really need a translator? Do you want that, you know? You know? Hey, what'd they say? They say you suck. You should go back to Japan, you dirty foreigner. Okay, I got it. I'm trying to pitch over here. It's great to be here on ESPN. I love sports, man. I got, man, you can see sports on ESPN you don't see on other networks. You know, like kickboxing. That's my favorite sport. Kickboxing is great. When you think about it, it combines the style and grace of boxing with kicking. This seems kind of immature. Just backstage, a lot of celebrities back there, man. I was talking to Jerry Jones, you know, the Cowboys owner, and he's disappointed, obviously. Yeah. Well, he's a good guy, though, man. He's talking about rebuilding the team, you know. And he told me, he says, we have to get back to what made us a championship team. Strippers and crack. Hey, have you heard about this? Ted Turner and NBC plan to start their own rival football league to compete with the NFL. And not much known about the specifics of this new league, except for this, it will suck. They know that. So they might have trouble, you know, getting advertisers when we know it will suck. And of course, congratulations to the Denver Broncos for winning the Super Bowl. How about that? Denver did great, you know. There he is. I love the Denver fans, you know, because for one thing, they don't wear food on their heads. That's nice. And they had a wild celebration in Denver after that Super Bowl, man. And now city officials expect an even wilder celebration if the Nuggets win 10 games this year. They say they're going to say the whole city's going to go nuts. Yeah, the Nuggets are having a bad year this year, man. Matter of fact, they're making a film about the team. They got a pretty catchy title. It's Black Men Can't Jump Either. Well, NBA All-Star Weekend over. That was exciting, man. The East beat the West. Jeff Hornacek won the three-point shootout. Houston's Clyde Drexler and Cynthia Cooper won that exciting two-ball thing. And Charles Barkley won the throw a guy through a plate glass window contest. So that was That was quite a game, you know. I mean, you know who impressed me the most yesterday was Kobe Bryant. Unbelievable. Guy's amazing. 19 years old, the youngest starter ever in the All-Star game, and he played so well that today he was named spokesman for NBC's new public service campaign called Screw It, Who Needs College? Of course, the biggest story in basketball, no question about it, Michael Jordan may retire. Michael Jordan may retire after this season, and it's terrible news for Bull fans, you know. But it is terrific news for golf hustlers. They're happy about it. But Jordan is very serious, though, about leaving. In fact, he's already called the Hall of Fame to make sure that his plaque bears his basketball nickname, Air Jordan, and not his baseball nickname, Senior Crappy. That would just be disrespectful, you know? Well, how about them Winter Olympics? They're finally underway, so we've got a lot of great stuff to look forward to in the next 2 weeks, like hockey and, well, just hockey, really. I was watching last night, I saw speed skating, and my goodness, you know, could the outfits they wear be any tighter? Holy Lord. There was an East German woman, I swear, you could see the outline of her entire penis. It was... It was crazy. Oh, my goodness. Well, there's all kinds of sports celebrities in the audience tonight. I see Tiger Woods right there. Tiger Woods, how about that, huh? He's up for golf, of course. He's up for golfer of the year, this ESPYs. And you know who I feel sorry for, folks, is the other two guys nominated for golfer of the year. You see these guys getting ready, you know, it's like, hey, honey, have you seen my tuxedo? No, not the good one. The one I wear when I'm going to get my ass kicked. Have you seen that one? Boomer Esiason is with us. Boomer. How you doing, buddy? Boomer, of course, will replace Frank Gifford on Monday Night Football next season. And Frank told reporters that this will allow him to spend more time with his wife and children. Then he broke down and cried for 45 minutes. So... Charles Woodson. How about that? And what a season he had. Great, Manny. He became the first defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy. And congratulations, Charles. That is something that no one can ever take away from you. Unless you kill your wife and a waiter, in which case...
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
I made so many mistakes.
My man, Norm McDonald, of course, putting it out there, folks. Kind of like music, 1998 ESPYs, so I thought it would bring that back to the front of O.J. Simpson. Of course, Tiger Woods, when he was on top of the world back then, right? Had his wife there, the whole nine yards, and of course, his other girlfriends were in the back of the room. That's the way those guys do it. I know guys. In fact, it was Julio Cesar Chavez Sr., of course, the father of the kid that fought tonight, Canelo Alvarez, Chavez Jr., obviously. But he was in a hotel. We were in Mexico. I can't remember the city. We're training for a fight, and he had his wife on one floor and his girlfriend on another floor. And guess what? When things got tough, he brought another girl, and he said he didn't want to sleep alone. I guess when you're a little insecure, you're a little insecure. So we're talking Kentucky Derby tonight. We'll talk boxing tonight. Talk mixed martial arts tonight, of course. Talk about the NBA, man. Kevin Durant is off and rolling. The Warriors have yet to lose a game. Of course, these playoffs are rocking and rolling. In fact, speaking of rocking and rolling, let's go to Mike in Virginia. Mike, what about those Warriors, man?
Hey, Taco, man. How you doing, buddy?
just fun. But talk to me. What about the God's team, the Golden State Warriors? Are they God's team? Is that a title I put on them? You think that fits?
Look, I'm going to tell the truth, Taco, man. This is the truth. It's not because I'm from the East. We're not the beast. We are the dogs. Cleveland Cavaliers going to repeat as championships. As another championship, the reason is, Taco Man, Golden State, they depend on Durant. They didn't need Durant. They got him. He can be injured. And sure, unless Durant does the unknown, which is the, you know what I'm talking about, the big stuff from heck, James, the king, is going to remain the king. Do you agree?
Well, we'll see. We got Durant. We got Steph Curry, of course. Draymond Green, he had a good game tonight. And I'm telling you, the Warriors are a real team. I think they're just beginning to gel. And I think when you have a team beginning to gel, they're not playing their best right now. They will play their best, I think, when they need to play their best. And that'll be against the Cleveland Cavaliers for the title. Don't you think it'll be the Warriors and the Cavs?
Well, I'll be honest with you. You know, I'm willing to bet that the Cavs are going to repeat. And I'm,
okay. So here's what's up. When they go to the finals, we'll bet a soda. I'll take the bet. We'll make a $2 bet. And we'll make a $2 bet. And whoever loses the $2 bet gets $2 to a homeless guy, and the next homeless guy to see, okay?
Okay. How many games you got?
Let's not get any games, that kind of good stuff. Let's just wait until this goes down.
You know, wow. Golden State's going to be at home. And you know what? I don't want to beat you too bad, Taco Man, but I'll tell you what. Until you beat the King, James, sure, you know, you think about Love. And, you know, Kyrie Irving is the most underrated player that I've seen lately. You agree with that?
Well, I happen to like Mr. Westbrook. I really think he's the most valuable player. I mean, what he's done for that team, I think.
Russell Westbrook is the king of triple doubles since Oscar Robertson, brother. Love you, Big Taco Man.
Okay, Big Gear, Mike. I'm calling from Virginia. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7510. Or hit us up on the text line. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You are tuned to Taco Man Radio on Sports Byline.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He is very, very not smart.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
And now for the most exciting 2 minutes in sports, the Kentucky Derby. They're in the gate, and they're off in the Kentucky Derby. Classic Empire was bounced around at the start. Always Dreaming was off well toward the inside. And State of Honor is flashing speed, too. And Fast and Accurate is sent through on the inside. With the Twin Spires above, the Derby Field races for that crucial first turn. And State of Honor is out to set the pace. Always Dreaming is going to race second and inside. Battle of Midway's up close, racing third. Irish War Cry's on the outside in fourth. Fast and Accurate is down inside fifth and nearly going. IRAP is running in sixth. Practical Joke over to the inside to be seventh. Warmly is eighth around the opening turn. Then it's Patch racing in ninth. Untrapped is tenth and toward the inside. Griffin is mid-pack while 11th. Then it's McCracken running along in 12th. Classic Empire is 13th in the early going. Gunnavera is racing 14th to the backstretch run. Tappert is 15th. Looking at Lee is 16th. J-Boy's Echo is 17th. Sonneteer on the outside is second to last. And hence is the early trailer. An intense opening half mile in 46 and 2/5 seconds. 5 furlongs to go in the Kentucky Derby. And Always Dreaming has moved outside of State of Honor and is putting in a bid for the lead with just a half mile to go in the Run for the Roses. Irish War Cry is poised on their outside. And Battle of Midway is right there, too, racing 4th and coming on through between horses. Farther back in the field, Gormley started to muster up a rally. Practical Joke goes by Fast and Accurate. McCracken's been released on the outside, and he's flying past horses up to be 4th on the far outside. Classic Empire's following him as they round the far turn in the 143rd Kentucky Derby. Always Dreaming is the leader. Battle of Midway fights on between horses. Irish War Cry is there on the outside. McCracken swings wide. Classic Empire does too. And looking at Lee, cut the corner off the turn. They're racing for the final furlong. Always Dreaming digging down deep on a 2-length lead. Looking at Lee wanders off the rail. Now with 3 lengths to make up and a 16th to go. But Always Dreaming is digging down. And Always Dreaming is holding on. Looking at Lee, can't catch Always Dreaming, who's the 143rd winner of the Kentucky Derby. Looking at Lee was second. Battle of Midway was third. Classic Empire, Practical Joke, and Taprit in a photo for 4th, 5th, and 6th.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That horse is about as green as a green apple from Washington. I kid you not. Less than 4 races now. Holy cow. Paid 11.40, 7.20, and 5. Baby, Always Dreaming. Of course, piloted. The trainer is Todd Pletcher. He wins again. Of course, top trainer. No doubt about that. And John Velasquez wins his second Kentucky Derby. So congratulations to the jock here. Looking at Elite. Came in second and paid 26.20. Wow. Good payoff there. 13-1 underdog. And 15-20 on the show. That's right. For a $2 bet, you got to pay $2. And guess what? The show bet paid $20.80. Holy cow. Holy cow. And for a 5-1 exacta, $2 exacta, $336. Now, is this the second coming of Secretariat? I don't know. I wouldn't think so. I don't think there's ever be a horse that great. I mean, let's be honest. That horse is like the horse of horses. In fact, it's the only horse I consider to be like the athlete of the week or the athlete of the month on this show. I mean, that horse is a stud. This is no doubt about it. Now, got to give some props to the horse. Of course, as I said, fourth race, you know, pretty green. I mean, he hadn't run his first professional race in like January of this year, late January. So not a whole lot of track experience for this horse, but this horse just took off and it was class. The trainer knew it, the jockey knew it. And guess what? It is a odds on favorite to win the next race, of course. And eventually, can it win the Triple Crown? I mean, that's what it boils down to. It all boils down to the Triple Crown. And the winner of the first two races win that Belmont Stakes at the end. Like Secretary did, like by 100 lengths. Probably not. It's a tough feat to do, no doubt about that, even for a horse. Now, let's switch gears from horses. Let's talk about the world of National Hockey League. Of course, wow, we've got some games tomorrow, but on Sunday, I mean today. But as far as Saturday scores were concerned, the Rangers came up short to Ottawa again, 5-4. I think the Rangers are on the verge of being eliminated there, 3-2 as far as the games and the playoffs are concerned. The Penguins came up short, although they're still considered the best team in the NHL, according to the stats. They came up 4-2. Now, as far as the Sunday schedule is concerned, NHL, of course, St. Louis is going to play at Nashville. That's at 3 o'clock Eastern time. That's on NBC. That'll be on the big network, 12 o'clock out here on the West Coast. And from Anaheim, oh, no, take that back. Anaheim is going to go to Edmonton. They'll play at 7 o'clock tomorrow night on the NBC Sports Channel. So straight up, you know, pretty good tickets. So if you want to go, they've always got these – next to these squares, we've got these tickets available. So if you're a hockey fan and you want to go to these games, you're like in the area of Nashville or Edmonton, you can go to a Nashville game for like for $90 and get into the Edmonton game for like $147. Of course, these are always in click right. And then go to CBS Sports, click on hockey, and you click on the games and the upcoming games and the schedule. Click right next to this is available for $90. That's right, tickets. You can get your own tickets and go to these games. If you live in the area, go check out hockey. Hockey's entertaining. I dig it. I mean, I went 4 or 5 times in the years that the Sharks have been here in the Bay Area, but that doesn't mean I'm not a big hockey fan. I'm just a big hockey fan of old school hockey. In other words, I don't know none of these young guys too much, so I'm sort of like out of touch. Sort of like college football. If you don't know the players, it's a bit boring. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcaster, as I said earlier. Of course, Mr. KD. Kevin Durant, 38 points, 36 minutes tonight, 13 rebounds, 1 assist. You know, bad dude, no doubt about that. I mean, picking him up was like the cinch domino. I know Mike doesn't think so, but picking him up was probably the cinch domino and assuring the Warriors that they had this little bit of extra when they go up against the same team that the Cleveland Cavaliers won with last year. See, that's what makes the Warriors probably a better team this time because they've got Durant, right? Right? I mean, We could see Mr. The King carry the team on his own shoulders and do it like he did last year. Basically, he did it by himself down there that fourth game. So, I mean, that last game, that fourth quarter against the Warriors here in Oakland. I mean, come on. It was all about the King. The King just – he said, look, I'm the King, and that's all there is to it. Of course, momentum was on the side of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Like I tried to tell you, even though the Warriors might have been the better team going into that, people thought, oh, they're the better team. They're the better team. Yeah, but, you know, when you get up 3-1 – and then you lose 3 games in a row, guess what? 2 games in a row, your momentum goes, your confidence goes, things that you were doing easy no longer you're able to do. Okay, so the Warriors, it's like they choked. I mean, they've got to be the biggest choke in 2016. Man, God, think about that. Who's the bigger choke in 2016? Think about it. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The final score, of course, in Utah, 102. The Warriors, 91, did the Jazz. Of course, the Jazz now 0-3 in this playoff series. They haven't lost a game yet. Has God's team. Does that mean they're headed for the finals? Yes. Are they headed for another title? Maybe. Boils down to him. Talk about Mr. Durant and Mr. Curry against the King, LeBron James. Going to duke it out for the NBA title. No doubt about that. You tune to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Next up, we're talking combat sports. Of course, the biggest fight of the year tonight. Was it the biggest fight of the year? It was a 6-1 fight. Wow, 6-1 fight. That's like almost 100-1, really, when you think about it. Muhammad Ali was a 4-1 underdog against Sonny Liston the first time, and that was he shocked the world. So 6-1, 12-1, big odds tonight. Chavez Canelo, we're talking that next up after the break on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is the Taco Man live radio coming to you from the City by the Bay, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 203, and the American Forces Network. Want to thank the folks at Ricky's. That's where I watched the fight tonight. Talking about the fight next up here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Canelo Alvarez, Julio Cesar Chavez, live from Las Vegas.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I'm going to like you. I'm going to hang you, but I'm going to like you.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
The fight. That's what they called it, the fight. Of course, Mexico versus Mexico live in Las Vegas tonight. Of course, HBO pay-per-view doing their thing. And Jim Lampley and the boys did a pretty good job on a fight that sort of, well, it was dull. And the bottom line is, you know, we had one guy who was far better than the other guy. He just was. I mean, Canelo Alvarez was a much better fighter than Julio Cesar Chavez ever was in his entire life. In fact, you know, as good as Canelo Alvarez is, he could rival his father. I'm talking about Chavez Sr. as far as skills are concerned. That's how good the kid is from Mexico right now. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez. Now, some of you out there are going to say, oh, well, you know, he went 12 rounds and the other guy didn't throw too many punches, so what did he have to worry about? Well, he wasn't too worried about anything. He did his thing. He went out there and he worked his man. And when you work somebody up and down, up and down, up and down, I mean, it was just like over and over and over again. And I think that in all due fairness to the people that bet on Chavez out there, I think you were sucked in. I think you guys were all marks. I think the Las Vegas bookmakers, by posting that price that high, it sucked all you guys in. You guys were betting Chavez at 12-1, betting Chavez at 9-1, betting Chavez at 8-1, betting Chavez all the way down to 3-1. Okay? And it, like Larry Merchant told me, when Oscar De La Hoya was fighting somebody in the 90s, we were arguing over the odds. He said, 5-1, 500-1, doesn't matter. De La Hoya is going to win. Well, the bottom line is 5-1, 500-1, 500-1. Canelo was going to win tonight. There was just no doubt about it. I thought he'd win about 11 rounds. I thought maybe he'd step it up at the end and try to take him out, but he didn't. And I think that has a lot to do with the Mexican respect thing. You know, people say to me, what are you talking about? One guy wants to go out there and kill the other guy. Well, yes and no, because, you know, Chavez Jr. is the son of a Mexican icon. And for him to go out there, even though Canelo's the better fighter, Canelo's the better fighter in the minds of everybody, when it was to go out there and destroy Chavez Jr., just destroy him, just annihilate him, and go out there and really, really try to work on him and humiliate him, beat him up, guess what? It wouldn't go over too well with his Mexican fans, and he's working the fan base from both sides of the fence. There's no doubt about it. Canelo Alvarez, now what is he? Wow, let me look at his numbers. 49-1-1, 34 KOs, of course. The only loss to Floyd Mayweather, a draw earlier in his career. And Chavez now 50 wins, 3 losses, and a draw, of course, stopped in that one fight by Andre Fonfera when he quit when he was out of shape. Tonight, excuse me, he showed no indications of being a real fighter. I mean, he showed that he was in good shape, that he got his weight down. Big deal. So what? You went on a diet. I mean, you know, you look like a robot in there. You didn't throw any punches, and I know why you didn't throw any punches, because that jab was in your face. So I will give Chavez props for this. And that he made some money. He got a lot of people to go out there and bet money on him, thinking they can make a killing. My friend Hector Martinez bet him at 6-1. He was telling me, hey, the trainer's the difference. No, the trainer isn't the difference. The trainer is a significant point. Sometimes he or she can be the difference, okay? But for the most part, it's the athlete. And when you've got one fighter that's in his prime, that's probably a great fighter. Probably, I mean, Canelo Alvarez is probably a great fighter. The guy was beating up men at the age of 15 in Mexico, okay? He's a great fighter. I got to give him his props. He is a great fighter, okay? What is he, 26, 27 years old now? All right, but a great fighter. I'll say it again. I'll say that. I don't say that too often. I think he is, okay? Him and Golovkin later on, we'll talk about that. But Chavez Jr., not a great fighter. Just a good fighter. And maybe good with a, you know, with a smiley face type of thing, because he's really not that good. I mean, he beat Andy Lee, and that was a stunner to me for the WBC middleweight title, which was a big stunner in the world of boxing. Outside of that, though, not a whole lot. The guys were unpredictable. The guys had sex in the dressing rooms down there at places like the LA Forum. That's where he had sex in the dressing room before a fight one night. More power to him. He went out there and he won. But when you've got that kind of mindset, when you're a boxer, dedication is not your forte. And even though he got dedicated physically for this fight, he wasn't up to snuff as far as his boxing acumen and his skills and his ability was concerned, okay? Decent chin, yes. But his boxing ability, good Lord, he reminded me of a scarecrow. That's what he looked like, a scarecrow with gloves on. Because all he did was, I mean, here he is, the taller of the two guys. He's leaning into his man, leaning into him, fighting a shorter fight for the shorter guy. Woo! Not a smart move at all. In other words, Chavez just doesn't have it, and we have to give him his props because he did real well for being the son of a legend, but he ain't no legend himself. Straight up, you are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, the World Boxing Organization is our sponsor, the WBO. You can follow them on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. Now, I want to talk about the undercard. Oh, it was a 12-round zip. I mean, the score is like 120, 108. The scores don't even matter. That's how one-sided the fight was. Now, a fight that wasn't so one-sided, but it probably should have been one-sided, Marco Reyes and David Lemieux hooked up in the semi-main event. It was a 20-1 fight on the Las Vegas scorebooks, sportsbook as far as the lines were concerned. Reyes is now 35-5. His sparring partner, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., lost in unanimous nod to Lemieux of Canada, 38-3. But Lemieux's got a bad chin, and he was there to be taken a couple times. So what am I trying to tell you? He ain't no great fighter either. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is not Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, Ring Talk, your inside look in the world of boxing, will feature the great Larry Merchant tomorrow morning talking about Chavez and Canelo Alvarez tonight. And that'll be 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, last night, speaking of Friday night, taking it back 2 nights ago, Friday night, May the 5th, of course, Cinco de Mayo, ESPN2 went to Las Vegas, had a guy by the name of Yuri Gamboa, a two-time world champion, is a pro, an amateur champion as well. I think he won the Olympic gold medal. And the guy's a hot fighter out of Cuba. But what happened was he came over here and they gave him a lot of money. And when you give a guy from Cuba a lot of money and you allow him to go to McDonald's every night, he will go to McDonald's every night because he does not have a McDonald's to go to in Havana. In other words, he does not have the money to buy the Big Macs and the quarter pounder with cheese and the double quarter pounder with cheese with extra ketchup. He can't buy that in Havana. He didn't have access to that when he was a Cuban national, okay? So they come over here, and it's like they're a kid in a candy store. They can't stop from picking up the candy. In fact, the only Cuban I know that really held it together and disciplined himself was Joel Casamayor. He was the 1992 Olympic gold medalist out of Cuba. I thought he was like 40 years old when he turned pro, but he fought late into his career, and he had a great career. He was a champion as well, but he was dedicated. He stayed about the same weight the entire career. He was dedicated. The rest of these Cuban fighters, you will not find dedication in their resumes. You just won't. Why? As I said earlier, if you're starving and beans and rice are your New York steak, and all of a sudden somebody offers you a New York steak and you've got money to buy New York steaks, guess what? You're going to buy New York steaks and eat fast food. That's what happens to these Cubans. Who was the guy I was working with? Dio Belli's Hurtado. He challenged Costazu for the WBC junior welterweight title about 10, 12, maybe 15 years ago down in Palm Springs. And wow, I couldn't believe it. We worked together in Miami, and I got up with him to run in the morning, and I smelled booze on him. The first morning, he didn't say nothing. The second morning, I said something to the trainer. Hey, man, I smell alcohol on him. What's up with the alcohol? Oh, you know, he has a little drink in the morning. A little drink in the morning? He needs a drink in the morning? Yeah, well, that's what it was all about. He was an alcoholic. But these other Cuban fighters had these little Joneses, and everybody has little Joneses, okay? But, you know, here in the United States, or when you live around the world, if you live in anything outside of poverty, you can satisfy those itches. But guess what? In Cuba, it was hard to satisfy the itch. In other words, there wasn't the junk food. There wasn't the available cash to spend. And once these guys get over here, a kid in the candy store, no doubt about that. So we had Canelo Alvarez winning tonight. Of course, Chavez got shut out 12-0. David Lemieux, a winner. Lucas Medizzi was the winner of Emmanuel Taylor by knockout. Of course, Matisse, the former junior welterweight champion, now fighting at 147. You know, he can punch hard. He just can. That's all I can say. He can punch hard. He's one of those guys that if I fought with him, man, I would never, ever, 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 ever stand still. I would be moving the entire time. He would have to step on my foot to get me to slow down. I kid you not. Now, Saturday, take it back, Friday night, New Auckland, New Zealand, the World Boxing Organization heavyweight champion, Joseph Parker, was on display, retained his title against how can I put this? Okay, we'll just call him a sparring partner. Razvan Kolyanu came into last minute at 16-2 with 9 KOs, a former sparring partner for the Joseph Parker, the WBO champion, now 23-0, 18 KOs. A 12-round decision, 119-108, 117-110, twice. It was a one-sided fight. On the undercard, former world champion Costazu, his son, talk about Tim Zhu, now 4-0 as a middleweight, was a knockout winner over a guy by the name of Ivana. Ivanka Trump. No, Ivana Slav, who came in 3-6, obviously left at 3-7. So that's your combat sports update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Of course, you can follow the WBO on their website, WBOboxing.com, or check them out on Facebook. Now, some other boxing stuff we want to talk about before I go to the break, of course. Huey Fury says that he'll be ready for Joseph Parker. Looks like that fight's going to happen in July in New Zealand. Of course, Huey Fury being the cousin of Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury, the former heavyweight champion, the man that beat Vladimir Klitschko. And then he just sort of like got coked out and got fat and got fatter and got fatter and got fatter and got fatter. That's all I can say. The guy's like 400 pounds. If he isn't 350, he's over 350. He isn't 400, he's over 350. This is no doubt about it, okay? So him talking about a comeback, I don't think so. And, of course, his cousin, the undefeated British heavyweight contender, Huey Fury, of course, the number one-ranked WBO contender, said he wasn't impressed with Joseph Parker's victory on Saturday down there in New Zealand, and he expects to chop him down when they do fight. God, these Tyson Furies, they talk a good game, but as far as fighting a good game, not too often, just not too often. Anyway, back to Yuri Gamboa. Yuri Gamboa fighting a guy last night who, you know, came in like with a horrible record at 22-11, 21-11, something like 21-11. Okay, he's got a loser's record, Robinson Castellanos. But if you looked at his record, you realize he lost all those fights early on. What do I mean early on? I mean real early. I mean like he went 1-0, won his first fight, and then lost like five. and lost like six and lost like seven and lost, then won a bunch of fights and lost a couple. So he hasn't lost in quite a long time. He's a decent fighter. But, you know, Yuri Gamboa, you know, he comes to the ring looking soft, having that, you know, the idea like you buy him a sports car and give him all that money and that kind of stuff. You can't stay disciplined. You can't stay hungry, okay? He's been stopped before. He's looked like a dog before. He's got all the ability in the world. Sort of like, it's like having, it would be like having the best race car in the entire race or the best horse in the entire race, but the guy riding it's an idiot. So it's not going to be a winner. And that's sort of what's happening with Gamboa. He's got all the physical attributes and some of the mental attributes, but he can't put it together emotionally. He cannot put his body on the line as far as training is concerned. And that's what it is. You got to put your body on the line. People don't realize that. My ex-girlfriend, I don't say happy birthday to her, happy birthday to Maria Ramirez yesterday, May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo. I'll never forget, when I was fighting, she always thought I was cheating because I didn't want to, you know, have sex with her because I didn't have sex like 6 weeks before a fight. So she always thought I was cheating. She used to follow me when I ran and all kinds of crazy stuff. Man, it was like private detective, undercover stuff. Of course, I said to her, just take me running. You can take me running. Anyway, it didn't work. But the bottom line is she was insecure, unfortunately. Yesterday was her birthday. Why did I bring that up? Oh, yeah, boxing. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yuri Gamboa, the dog of the week, now 26-2 out of Cuba. What can I say? Woof, woof. No doubt about that. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, my name is Johnny Taco. Open phone lines, 1-800-878-PLAY. And, of course, the text line is happening as well, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 203, the American Forces Network. Hey, I want to thank all those cool fans out of Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro tonight. We had a blast. The fight sucked, but we had a good time. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
In my humble estimation, I think when you develop the judgment that when you decided that kid's had enough that day, then stop it. And I guess my final comment about that would be the great Arthur McCanty Sr. stopped the fight one time, and the kid looked at him, and, you know, these fighters are professional athletes. They stop. I mean, they get hurt. They're absolutely helpless. You stop and hold them for a couple of seconds. They recover like that. And the next thing you know, they're looking at you going, geez, I want to fight some more, because that's their nature. They're warriors. And this kid looked at Arthur McCanty and said, come on, ref, let me go back. I got some more. And Arthur McCanty said the perfect statement when he said, I know you do, son, but not tonight.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Now, I let that mug make a mug out of me, but don't anybody try it again.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Heaven help us.
Back in the day, Barry would take things off for you, if you know what I'm talking about. You are tuned to the Sports Byline broadcast, of course. May the 7th, man, hot and happening. NBA playoffs, of course. Number 2 Cavaliers in the East taking on the Raptors. Of course, the Cavaliers are a 7-point favorite there. The 213 is the over-under. And the top-ranked team in the East, of course, talk about the Boston Celtics. They are a 4.5-point favorite over the Wizards, and the under-over is 216 points there. And, of course, the third game tomorrow, the Spurs and the Rockets, a battle of all Texas, number two Spurs, number 3 Rockets. The Rockets are 5.5-point favorites. Take that back, 5.5-point underdogs. And, of course, the under-over is 212 points there. Of course, the Cavs play the Raptors at 9:30 a.m. Pacific time. That's 12:30 p.m. Eastern time. That's on ABC. The Celtics and the Wizards go at it at 3:30 p.m. Eastern time. That's on TNT. And the last game's on TNT. The Spurs and the Rockets, the Battle of Texas, goes on at 6 p.m. Eastern time, also on TNT. Hour number 2 still to come. Got some fun stuff going on, of course. We'll hear possibly from Chuck Wepner. If Chuck gives me a call, we'll talk with Chuck Wepner. That's right, the man that's the star of, well, he's actually the story behind the Rocky movies, and he's the guy behind this new movie out called Chuck. That's right, Chuck. Not the TV series Chuck, the movie Chuck. I'm talking about Chuck Wepner. Talk about Chuck Wepner now, hour number 2 right here on the Sports Byline broadcast. And of course, Lee Shriver is playing him in this movie. It's hot, it's happening. We'll talk about that in depth in hour number 2. Open phone lines all around the world. Join me for hour number 2 on the Taco Man radio show live from the city by the bay. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-757. Or the text line. It's happening. Text me. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Live from the city by the bay on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 203, and the American Forces Network. I am the Taco Man. This is Taco Man Radio, live on Sports Byline.
Radio News with Rich Strong.
If none of this is free now. We don't have private communications anymore. I think this is a terrible thing.
There is yet another report of an election hack in the Western world, this time in France, where far-right candidate Marie Le Pen trails by double-digit margins to centrist Emmanuel Macron.
Frontrunner Macron's campaign said it's the victim of a massive hack which led to the leaking of hundreds of internal documents. Macron's party released a statement saying the document showed only the normal workings of a presidential campaign, but added that some fake ones had been mixed in to spread doubt and misinformation. It's not immediately clear who's behind the leak.
Reporter Tom Roberts. Long lines are even being reported in Montreal, as French citizens living there cast their votes a day early. But in France, the government enforces a 24-hour news blackout on election day, and few voters seem to be aware of the leak. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Angie Austin. I wasn't born lucky. I made it to where I am because of relentless attention to detail, to my family, my faith, my work, and to my health as well. And that's why I recommend Life Extension Magazine. And now you can do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is more than just another health magazine. It's the ultimate source for new health and medical findings. The ultimate source. It's published every month, and every issue is packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. A lot of it we talk about right here on the show. This is hard to find cutting-edge information that you won't get anywhere else, believe me. Our listeners get a special deal, a free six-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. All you have to do is call 855-870-6622, 855-870-6622, and that's toll-free, or go online to lifeextension.com/war, W-A-R. Don't wait, and don't just take other people's advice when it comes to your health. Decide for yourself. Life Extension can help.
In Massachusetts, a police officer is recovering after he was shot by a wanted suspect who barricaded himself in a Motel 6. Norfolk County District Attorney Tazaya Johnson.
Mr. Robinson initially failed to open the door to the Braintree Police. When the officers attempted to use a key to open the door, they were met with Mr. Robinson firing two rounds through a closed door, striking one of the Braintree Police officers in the head area.
The suspect is dead, the officer recovering.
A short time ago, I spoke with the officer, Officer Delaney. In a Boston area hospital. He does have a projectile lodged in his head. He may have to undergo surgery to have it removed.
Well, in Texas, a police officer who was fired after shooting an unarmed black man is now charged with murder. Officer Roy Oliver is charged with killing Jordan Edwards, a 15-year-old honor student in Balch Springs, which is in the northern part of the state. Edwards was a passenger in a car leaving a party when Oliver opened fire. The lighter side of the news at Liftable.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
Another incident involving questionable treatment of airline passengers is coming to light and has drawn an airline's apology. USA's Chris Barnes.
Delta Airlines is now apologizing to a Southern California family who got kicked off a plane last month when the flight was overbooked. They say they bought a ticket for their baby to use while in the baby's car seat, but Delta workers told them they needed the seat so the family would have to hold the baby all the way from Hawaii to Los Angeles. They refused, and they say workers told them they'd be tossed in jail if they didn't get off the plane. Delta has issued an apology, though, and promises a full refund. I'm Chris Barnes.
The Iowa Supreme Court is hitting the brakes on a tough new abortion law. We have more on that story from Lisa Carter.
Iowa's High Court issued an emergency order blocking the abortion law shortly after Governor Terry Branstad signed the measure on Friday. The controversial new law requires a mandatory 72-hour waiting period on women seeking abortions. It also bans most abortions after 20 weeks, with no exceptions for rape, incest, or fetal conditions. Planned Parenthood and the ACLU called the law unconstitutional. Lisa Carter.
When I was born to coal miner's daughter.
And country star Loretta Lynn has been hospitalized after having a stroke. She was admitted to a hospital in Nashville last night, but is responsive and is expected to make a full recovery. She turned 85 last month. I'm Richard Strong, USA Radio News.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV.
by Watt, a right by Watt, an uppercut. He's holding on, he's going great against Osgood at center ice. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeout for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And... no! Not possible! Not possible!
You're listening to Sports Overnight Sports Overnight Weekend.
Live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, Taco Man Radio is on the air. Hour number two of Taco Man Radio Coast comes to you from the Sports Byline Grill here in the studio at the Bay, folks, right here close to Fisherman's Wharf. Actually, we're on Broadway, about two or three blocks from all the strip clubs. So right after the show, the Cutman and I go up the street and we have a good time. No, we don't. We go home. We flee the neighborhood. Anyway, the bottom line is hour number two of Taco Man Radio is on the air. We'll talk a little Major League Baseball. We'll hear from Chuck Wepner. That's right, Chuck Wepner. The guy's got his own movie. That's right, Chuck. It's out right now. I'm talking about Chuck. Of course, he was a former heavyweight boxer and knocked Muhammad Ali down in a fight back in 1975. I kid you not. Chuck Wepner's a real deal, folks. We'll talk with Chuck Wepner, of course, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network tonight. Of course, Major League Baseball, a little TMZ, a little sports gossip as well. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or check this out. The text line's hot and happening. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. I am the Taco Man, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
This is Bill's yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365.
Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Looking to break away this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodge@tiburon.com.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Today, Republicans, led by President Trump and House Speaker Paul Ryan, rushed a bill through the House of Representatives that would strip health insurance away from millions of people before most Americans and even many members of Congress knew what was in the bill. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. In the run-up to today's vote, Trump spent the week continuing a habit of his from the campaign, making absurd promises about his deal-making skills that have no basis in reality. Yesterday, for example, he claimed that he might be able to solve the most intractable conflict in the world, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Let's see if we can find a solution. It's something that I think is, frankly, maybe not as difficult as people have thought over the years.
Maybe not as difficult as people have thought. Peace in the Middle East is the phrase people use to describe something that's difficult. That's like saying, when I need a needle, I just go straight to the haystack and grab one. Boom, easy as that. Trump's claims about Middle East peace are a lot like his claims about what his health care plan would actually do. Naive, overconfident, and detached from reality. And now we're also getting a glimpse of how Trump's White House will square the promises he made about health care with the reality of this bill. They'll just lie. Just take an example, the border wall. Trump has not gotten any money for his wall, so yesterday, Press Secretary Sean Spicer argued that fencing was just as good as the wall Trump promised, and reporters were not having it.
We have a porous border right now with broken fences, things that can be cut through, and to replace this with 20-foot-high Ballard wall will protect our country.
Are those photos of fences or walls?
That is called a Ballard wall. That is called a levee wall.
No.
There are various types of walls that can be built.
So that's not a wall, it's a levee wall?
That's what it's actually called. That's the name of it. That's what it is.
But it's not the wall the president promised. That
is, no, hold on.
Basically just telling supporters, the president's supporters, to be satisfied with this existing tough guy fencing until he's ready to build the wall.
I love that reporters are now just fully with Sean Spicer. Hey, Sean! Sean, the president promised a wall, and I don't know, bro, it kind of looks like a fence to me, right, everybody? No, it's a wall. It's a Ballard wall, you jerks. Did you just say your balls were hard? No, I said Ballard! Of course, the deal Trump has been desperate to get done has been the Republican health care bill. And today, Republicans got one step closer to making it a reality by rushing a bill through the House. Now, if the American Health Care Act becomes law, Trump and the GOP will not be able to escape the negative consequences. They will own them. But I'm not sure Trump fully understands that. In an interview on Monday, he was asked about a famous quote from George W. Bush, who said that the reason the Oval Office is round is there are no corners you can hide in. Obviously, it's a metaphor about taking responsibility for your actions, yet Trump seemed to take it literally.
George W. Bush said the reason the Oval Office is round is there are no corners you can hide in.
Well, there's truth to that. There is truth to that. There are certainly no corners. And you look, there's a certain openness, but there's nobody out there. You know, there is an openness, but I've never seen anybody out there, actually, as you can imagine.
But what he meant was it all comes
sure,
back to you.
Sure.
Sure. Trump's like a guy who didn't get a joke. Take my wife, please. Okay, where is she? Also, I'd like to point out that the metaphor he didn't get was from George W. Bush. That's where we're at. The one thing George W. Bush never thought he'd do is go over someone's head. But in reality, Trump will not be able to hide from the ramifications of this bill, and those ramifications are disastrous. Remember, when Republicans first tried to pass this bill a few weeks ago, the Congressional Budget Office found that it would kick as many as 24 million Americans off of health insurance, raise premiums for older, poor Americans by more than 750%, cut federal Medicaid spending by $880 billion, and give the wealthiest people a giant tax cut of nearly $1 trillion over a decade. The bill literally takes from the poor and gives to the rich. It's exactly what Bernie Sanders warned us about. The only thing Bernie would hate more is a bill that bans free crackers at diners. I take them home, and I feed them to my birds. And then, on top of that, to get the bill passed today, Republicans added new things that made it even worse. They basically took an oatmeal raisin cookie and added cilantro. For example, the new version would allow states to waive out of Obamacare's ban on pre-existing conditions and essential benefits such as pregnancy, lab tests, emergency room trips, and ambulance trips. That's right. Republicans think your health insurance shouldn't have to cover ambulance trips. So if you're having a heart attack, don't call 911, call 666-666-666. Remember 6. Can you remember that? Despite all that, Republicans hastily arranged a victory celebration at the White House today, and they were absolutely giddy. And Trump could not help but brag about the thing he always brags about, the fact that he won.
What we have is something very, very incredibly well-crafted. And, you know, coming from a different world and only being a politician for a short period of time, how am I doing? Am I doing okay? I'm president. Hey, I'm president. Can you believe it, right?
No. No, I can't. Come out. Also, look how happy those old white guys are. I guess they're just happy they finally passed something that wasn't a kidney stone. No longer covered, by the way. But here's one of the most galling parts of the whole process. In 2010, when Democrats passed Obamacare, Republicans complained constantly about what they claimed was a rushed process that lacked public input. Back then, at least, Obamacare went through tons of hearings, took well over a year to become law. And what about this GOP bill? There have been no hearings, no studies, no Congressional Budget Office analysis, not even text of a bill circulated the day before the vote. In fact, some Republicans right now are just outright admitting that they did not read the bill that they voted on, a bill that would reorganize 1/6 of the American economy. Like Virginia Republican Tom Garrett, who said this on MSNBC Today.
Have you read the whole bill?
Oh, gosh. Let's put it this way. People in my office have read all the parts of the bill. I don't think any individual has read the whole bill, but that's why we have staff.
That's right. Your elected official didn't read the bill, but Jonah did. Even the basic question of how much the bill would cost has been a mystery to Republicans, like Texas Congressman Joe Barton, who said this last week.
Is this going to be a cheaper bill when everything is said and done, if it passes, or a more expensive bill than Obamacare?
Well, that's a very good question. The honest answer, Greta, is that nobody really knows.
And when it comes to health care, I think all Americans want the comfort of not knowing. Am I covered for this life-saving procedure? Why don't we do the operation now, and we'll tell you tomorrow? Ooh, that sounds fun. So Americans and members of Congress haven't even read this bill. And the Congressional Budget Office has not told us how much it costs. I just wish someone would have the courage to come out against such a secretive process. I wish someone would just tell Paul Ryan that we shouldn't pass bills we haven't read and don't know what they cost.
I don't think we should pass bills that we haven't read that we don't know what they cost.
Thank you, Paul Ryan! That was Paul Ryan in 2009 when Obamacare was making its way through Congress. And you'll never guess how much of what Ryan claimed to hate back then he's totally cool with today.
If you rush this thing through before anybody even knows what it is, that's not good democracy. That's not doing our work for our constituents. Speaker Pelosi is trying to jam her bill through as fast as possible. I think this is less about health care policy and more about ideology. This is not bipartisan. For bipartisanship to work, the majority has to be willing to collaborate with minority. That has not occurred. We are right here creating a legislative Trojan horse in which a handful of people, hidden from public view, will reshape how all Americans receive and pay for their health care.
And they're trying to muscle it through by the end of this week.
And when it comes to muscling, no one knows better than Paul Ryan. Look at that guy. He's in amazing shape. No wonder he's not worried about health care. His resting heart rate is he doesn't have one. Everything that Paul Ryan claimed to hate about the Obamacare process in 2009, he is doing now. Republicans are lying through their teeth about the impacts of the bill on premiums and pre-existing conditions and hoping no one will catch them because there's no CBO score. And until last night, there was no text. Americans are being conned, and there will be consequences for the people doing the conning. But don't take it from me. Take it from this guy.
What people are going to get is not what they think they're getting based upon the rhetoric that was used to sell this health care bill.
This is not about health care policy. If it were, we could pass a bipartisan bill to fix what's broken in health care without breaking what's working in health care. This is about ideology. My friends, the choice is not whether you're going to stick with your party leaders. The choice here is what side of history do you want to be on?
Yes, what's it going to be? Are you with Paul Ryan or are you with Paul Ryan? This has been A Closer Look.
I've got to use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He certainly knows how to shake things up.
Donald Trump single, you might think one of the little crazy folks as he grabbed some pussy. Guess what? It was Paul Ryan. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Next up, we hear from Chuck Wepner on the movie Chuck. That's right, Chuck Wepner live on Sports Byline. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Taco Man Radio from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California.
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Say you will, say you won't. Make up your mind.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Talk to the hand.
We're honored to have Chuck Wepner on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, folks, an outstanding heavyweight back in the day, of course, knocked down Muhammad Ali, but we'll get to that. He was the story of the Rocky movies, and now there's a movie all about him. I'm talking about Chuck. So, Chuck Wepner, talk to me about Chuck.
Well, it's a movie that's been a long time in the making, over 11 years. You know, we finally got the right script, and most of all, we got the right actor. We got Liev Schreiber to play me in the movie, and I'm thrilled about that. He's a great actor and a terrific young guy.
Okay, the movie's already in the theaters. It's got rave reviews. Of course, everybody's rocking and rolling, and Hollywood has had a relationship with boxing since the silent movie days. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. They are very enamored with the sport in the squared circle. Now, before we get back to Chuck just for a second, I got to ask you about my buddy Sylvester Stallone. And the reason why I say my buddy is I interviewed him one time, and he was a bit of a turd. And I'll go into that maybe on another day. But, you know, he stole your story back in 1975 or 1976, and he didn't pay you a dime until 2011. What a dick.
Well, you know, he did the right thing by me. I don't know what your opinion of it is, but he's in my mind, he's a good guy. You know, he tried to put me in Rocky II. He wrote a part in Ching Web. I have the script right here, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. And I had 22 lines. And he called me into Philadelphia to read for the part. And I didn't do well. He even gave me a second chance to read for the part an hour and a half later. And I still didn't do that great. You know, it was one of those things. So time went by, and finally we got together and we squared away everything, and everything is fine now.
Well, I'm glad that you got straight up with you. Now, I got to bring you back to March 29, 1975, fighting Muhammad Ali. You said it was the greatest experience of your life. When I spent 2 weeks with him over in China, those were the greatest 2 weeks of my life. I mean, there's something about the greatest in great times being around that guy, isn't there?
Yes, he is. We spent a lot of time together because we also did a commentary and a little short film on Tooth Decay for Washington. So we spent about 4 or 5 days. You're absolutely right. He's a terrific guy, and I cherish that 4 days that we spent with him. It was great. We had a couple of the former president of the United States there, and Ali acted up with him, and he's a peanut farmer.
Jimmy Carter.
And he was on the dais, and he made believe he fell asleep when the president was speaking. And Carter says, "Oh, my God, I must be boring. The champ went to sleep." And he woke up just then, and he introduced Ali, and Ali got up there and talked for 15 minutes. It was great.
Okay. Chuck Wepner is our guest. The movie's Chuck, folks. I'm going to see it this weekend before I do the Saturday night show, so I will have a review on it for Saturday night, the Johnny Taco Show at 10 p.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But let's go back to the Ali fight. Knocking him down, Did you step on his foot?
No. I hit him with the right hand under the heart. He threw a jab. I slipped it to the right, threw a right hand. If you watch the film, you can see the punch land. Now, that shot of me stepping on his foot, that could have been any time during the fight. They never protested it. Ali took the 8 count, got up, and kept fighting. Drew Goody Brown came up with a story later on, 2 hours after the fight. But you know what? It's all conjecture, and it was called a knockdown, and it makes good press.
Drew Bondini Brown, the king of BS himself?
Yeah, that was him. Drew worked his corner that night.
Okay, let's go back to the Sun. I knew Sonny Liston's last trainer, Johnny Tocco. Remember Johnny Tocco that ran the gym in Las Vegas? Do you remember him?
No, I heard the name, but no, I didn't know. Yeah, he started out in Vegas.
He was Sonny Liston's last trainer, and Davey Pearl, the manager. Of course, he was a referee of Tommy Hearns and Sugar Ray Leonard back in 1981 as well. But they were of the opinion that Sonny had some issues with the mob when he went back to fight you, and there were rumors that the mob wanted him to lose to you and you and all this kind of stuff. And, gee, is there any truth to that at all, Mr. Webner?
Well, God, I'll tell you what, if they wanted him to lose, he sure as hell didn't do it, because in that fight they got a broken nose, broken right cheekbone, and 71 stitches. You know, I pressed him the whole fight, and that was my style. As a matter of fact, at the end of the ninth round, Bonnie Felix, the referee, wanted to stop the fight. And I said, Bonnie, one more round. Let me finish it. He said, all right, how many fingers do I have up? I said, how many guesses do I get? You know, I couldn't see nothing. You know, it was they stopped the fight with a minute and 23 seconds to go in the 10th round. And Liston was tough guy, biggest puncher I ever fought, and I fought 4 world champions.
No doubt about that. Chuck Webner is our guest, folks. The movie's Chuck is out at your theaters as I speak. What can people expect out of this movie besides reality? I mean, there's no sugarcoating in this movie, is there? I've been told it's like straight up Chuck.
Yep, it is straight up Chuck, and you're absolutely right. There's no sugarcoating. They expect to see the life and times of the real Chuck Webner. You know, I inspired Rocky. It was the fight with Ali that inspired it. And but this movie tells the truth. It doesn't pull any punches. And so far, we've got a lot of great reviews, not one bad one. And if you go to see the fight, I'm sure you'll come home and be happy that you went.
With that, sir, we say goodbye. We wish you the very best of luck with your movie, Chuck. And, of course, anytime you want to come back to Sports Byline, the red carpet is open for Mr. Chuck Webner. No doubt about that. The Biome Bleeder. You are a class act in boxing. You're a class act outside of the ring, sir. You're a credit to the human race and the sport of boxing. Thank you for your time and your dedication.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
The great Chuck Webner on Sports Byline. He always treated me good. I've seen him 3 or 4 times. We were back in New York at a couple of fights in upstate New York. He's always treated me good. So I can only relay, you know, my personal interactions with people. Like, some people hate Don King. Me and Don talk on the phone. We have a great time. We have a wonderful time. We have a great relationship, okay? I don't have a relationship that some other people have. So I can only judge relationships I have with people. I can only judge them by the relationships I have with them. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Chuck Webner, of course. The movie Chuck is 1 hour and 41 minutes, is out right now at theaters. He went 35-14 as a pro, turned pro in 1964. Fought all the way until 1978, I believe. Let's see, look, yep. Yep, 1978, lost to Scott Frank and quit in 1978. His official record, 35-14, 17 KOs. He was stopped 9 times, all on cuts. Wow, all on cuts. All on cuts. Guy was a Bayonne bleeder. I kid you not. Born in 1939. Rocking and rolling today in 2017. Got his own movie, of course. As I said earlier, the Rocky movies were based on him. I mean, this guy plays a significant role in the world of sports history, Chuck Webner. Go see the movie, Chuck. I think you'll I enjoyed it. I think you'll enjoy it as well. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Next up, we're talking Major League Baseball. Go through the entire scores, of course, over the weekend. Talk about Sunday's games, Saturday's games as well. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, no holds barred. 5 p.m. Pacific time each and every Sunday right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. An hour of pro wrestling, hour of mixed martial arts, 2 hours of no holds barred. Basically, it's no holds barred radio, baby, where anything goes. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Let me go. Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 203, the American Forces Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, iTunes. Can I keep going? I can keep going, but I'll give you the text line instead. Text line. I'll read some text after the break as well when I go to baseball. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. Myself and Zach Attack occupy 2 hours here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We combine both, you know, humor, a little smack, a little attitude, and we make it all happen right here on Sports Byline. You tune to the Taco Man Radio Show live on Sports Byline from San Francisco.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory eight count, and Foreman is as poised as can be.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real
fight. Make a man and lose a man. That's the way it goes.
Comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Hi, this is Rick Haro. Join me for Beyond the Scoreboard Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. right here on Sports Byline. We go inside the biggest deals in sports with the biggest names in the industry. In sports news, business, law, marketing, politics, and deal making right here on Sports Byline. That's Beyond the Scoreboard. Only on Sports Byline and SportsByline.com. Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. right here on Sports Byline.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
The Saturday baseball scores. Looks like everybody played. The Red Sox are winners. Red Sox got a pretty good team this year. 11-1 over the Minnesota Twins. The Rays came up a 6-1 winner over the Blue Jays. Indians, 3. The Royals were 1. The Giants got lit up again, man. The Giants pitching. What's going on with that, man? 14 runs. The Cincinnati Reds put up 14 runs, beat the Giants. They 14-2. What's happening with the Giants? Are the Giants the biggest disappointment in baseball right now? No, but I tell you who is the biggest disappointment in baseball. Madison Bumgarner, the Giants ace, getting involved in that dirt bike accident. He's done for a while. By the bottom line is, man, the Giants really needed him, and like to lose him at this point in time, we're only 30 games into the season. He's out. How long is he out? We'll talk about that in a bit. Anyway, the Giants losers to the Reds 14-2. Pirates did it in 10 innings over the Brewers 2-1. Nationals were 6-2 winners over the Phillies. The Cardinals 5-3 over the Atlanta Braves. The Yankees. Yankees are rock and roll. I think they're 19-9. I'll get to the stats in a bit, but they were 11-6 winners over the Chicago Cubs in interleague play. The Mets and the Marlins. The Mets were 11-3 winners over the Marlins. Orioles 6, White Sox 5, Rockies 9, Diamondbacks 1. And the Astros were 2-1 winners. Angels were 2-1 winners over the Astros in the Battle of the A's. the Dodgers 10, Padres 2. Padres can't get it together, man. The Mariners were 8-2 winners over the Texas Rangers. And, of course, the Oakland Athletics. The worst team, the best AAA team in all of baseball. When I say, you talk about a team that supplies stars, everybody else, it is the Oakland Athletics, no doubt about that. I mean, they just are. I mean, I can go on. I can do a whole show on that, but I'm not going to. Anyway, let's go to the baseball standings right now. I mentioned earlier the Yankees, of course, up in the American League East, 19-9. 19-10 are the Orioles. And Boston's 16-14 in third place. The American League Central, Cleveland on top, 16-13 record. Minnesota's got a 15-13 record. The Chicago White Sox came in at 15-14. A lot of mediocrity there. Detroit at 15-14. The only losing team in that division is the Kansas City Royals, and they are 10-19. The American League West. The Houston Astros, of course, on top with a 20-11 record. Astros got a good team. I mean, they've spent their money well. They've invested well. They've known how to go out and buy the individual free agents they wanted to buy. They've done well in the draft. That's a good ballpark. They just seem to have – that's a good franchise. Good franchise. Best thing they did was leave the Astrodome. I kid you not. Houston is 20-11. The Angels eat 500, playing 500 balls, 16-16. And the Seattle came in third there at 14-17. Oakland, of course, the aforementioned Oakland A's, 13-17. And Texas is worse than them. Texas is 13-18. Now, we switch gears to the National League. Talking about the National League East, the Washington, I always want to call these guys the Senators, but they're the Nationals, 21-9. Pretty good team, no doubt about that. Of course, the Mets in second place with a losing record of 14-15, so it looks like the Nationals are all by themselves in the National League East. Miami's 12-17. Philadelphia's 12-17. Atlanta's 11-17. I mean, man, you know, not a whole lot. It looks like it's Washington all by himself there in the National League East. The Central, the Cubbies. Well, all about mediocre teams here as far as records are concerned right now through 30 games here. Only 30 games into a 162-game season, of course. But the Cubs are 16-14. So are the Cincinnati Reds. And the St. Louis Cardinals are 15-14. Milwaukee's 15-16. Pittsburgh's 14-16. So through 30 games, a lot of these teams are not even playing 500 baseball. Shame on you. National League West. Interesting. Always the entertaining Giants out here, right? No. They're in last place, 11-20. And with Madison Bumgarner being the bum that he is getting into that motorcycle accident, Giants don't look too good. Remember Zach was talking about that last week? Yay! We're all laughing about it. Yeah, Giants were poised to possibly pick up the West this year. Of course, we're talking about the Dodgers and the Giants, man. The Dodgers are in third place. Colorado's on top, 19-12. The Rockies hitting that ball out of the park, of course. That mile-high stadium and the legal marijuana. Arizona came in second, 18-14 right now. Of course, Arizona, the Diamondbacks, a very good team, but I don't know. At the end of the day, who's going to be in the West? Probably Colorado. Colorado or the Dodgers. The Giants without Bumgarner, forget it. Anyway, Arizona, 18-14. The Dodgers, 17-14. San Diego 12-20. San Diego, man, 12-20. Of course, the Giants down at 11-20. The good old Giants. What do you say about the Giants except for the fact that they suck? They were supposed to be really good this year. Of course, every other year they win the World Series. Well, it ain't going to happen this year. No doubt about that. Ain't going to happen this year. No doubt about that. And they're not talking about when exactly Mr. Bumgarner is coming back. They're not. I mean, I'm looking at reports here. It says Madison Bumgarner dirtbag injury leaves San Francisco Giants in dire straits. Really? Really? Interesting. Well, anyway, the bottom line is he was in Denver. He had an off day dirt bike incident, and he hurt himself, you know, bad. And evidently, he's going to have some surgery, and that's probably not good. I mean, this guy's the Giants' ace. And if your ace is on the shelf, and he's on the shelf because of a stupid incident like that, guess what? Looks like Johnny Quayle, guys like Jeff Samardzija, and Matt Moore, these guys have got to step up and play some overtime. They really do. Mr. Quayle, are you listening? Are you listening, my brother? Get those dreadlocks ready because they may need you to pitch every day of the week. I kid you not. Because without Bumgarner, the Giants just aren't the Giants. I mean, he's their workhorse. I mean, he just was. He was the guy that they sent out there to intimidate people. The Don Drysdale, the Giants. I mean, the Bob Gibson. Don Drysdale used to be with the Dodgers. Bob Gibson used to be with the St. Louis Cardinals. And these guys were two overpowering pitchers, like 6'4", 6'5", and they throw straight down the plate. And they throw at your head. They would throw at you. I kid you not. They would throw directly at your head to get you out of the batter's box. And you leaning in too close? Yeah, we'll throw at your head. And they did it, and they did it a lot. And of course, they were two Hall of Fame pitchers, and without a doubt, I was able to watch these guys play. I watched Koufax pitch a game one time at Candlestick Park. I was a kid, real small. Don't remember the particulars except for that Koufax won, and he wasn't pitching against Marichal. I always wanted to see him pitch against Juan Marichal. I used to listen to those games on the radio. You know, Marichal for the Giants. Probably pound for pound, everybody will tell you this. Just about all the hitters will tell you this in the National League. That guess what? Marichal was better than Koufax. I kid you not. Marichal was better than Koufax. That's what they say. I mean, you ask all the big guys. I mean, Pete Rose will tell you that. Marichal was way better than Koufax. Marichal was the best of his time. Unfortunately, he played for the San Francisco Giants. They got to the World Series one time when he was there, and they didn't win. Of course, that was in 1962. Man, long, long time ago. The Dominican Dandy, I saw him about 2.5 years ago at an event here in San Francisco. Orlando Cepeda was there, and of course, Cepeda was talking about the Giants and how the fact the Giants made the biggest mistake they ever made in 1966 or 67, I believe, when they traded him to the St. Louis Cardinals, and in return, they got Ray Sadecki. Yeah, Ray Sadecki. Ray Sadecki, a Hall of Fame pitcher? Not. Anyway, Ray Sadecki never did nothing out here. In his first year with the Cardinals, Orlando Cepeda went on to win the Most Valuable Player Award. So that's how good the Giants trades are. But a lot of people, including Vita Blue, of course, the two-time Cy Young Award winner with the American League Oakland A's and the National League San Francisco Giants across the bay, he told me at this party as well, we were all at this party, he came back in Oakland, he told me that Willie Mays was a racist, and Willie Mays was the reason why the Giants had those losing teams after 62. And that, you know, the Giants traded away all three Alou brothers, Jesus Alou, Matty Alou, and Felipe Alou. They traded away all three of those guys, traded away the aforementioned Orlando Cepeda. I mean, all the Latino guys were high-strung, high-attitude, macho type of guys were sort of shipped off. And according to Vita Blue, that was done because of the fact that Willie Mays, the great number 24, did not like Latinos at that point in time. Now, I can't tell you nothing. I mean, you know, Willie's been sort of cool with me in the last couple of times I saw him. He shook hands that one time, and, you know, he was kosher. Of course, when I saw him as a kid, he wouldn't sign my autograph. That sort of ticked me off to an extent, you know. But I got to tell you, he's 85, 86 years old now. He's in a wheelchair, okay? You know, the greatest baseball player of all time, bar none. They just don't get any better than Willie Mays. They really don't. And I really got to put this. It's going to be tough when he goes, but at 86, man, when do you call it a day? You know, I'm 59 now. When do you call it a day? Somebody said that I was talking to somebody about that, about fighters learning how to quit and when fighters should quit. And I was talking to a boxing promoter about this. And we were talking about a guy that was laying on his deathbed. He said, that guy will fight for his last breath. I said, why? Why not just go out? Why not just go out, like, you know, on your own? That's the way I want to go. I want to go out on my own. Not too many people feel that way, but I do. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, this is Johnny talking to his All-Stars. Come to you live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. I'll go to the text line real quick here. Check this out. Wow. Golovkin and And Canelo Alvarez set for September. Of course, the big fight is going to be for the middleweight championship. Now, people are telling me that straight up, Golovkin rolls all over Canelo based on tonight's fight. Don't base everything on one fight. Base things on the fighters, on a fighter's total, his total resume. I mean, when you look at his resume, this guy, Canelo Alvarez, he's matured. He turned pro, like at 15, 16 years old, was beating up men, as I said earlier, in bars and in fights for at 15 and 16 years old for a couple of bucks. Okay, down in Mexico, he built that into the biggest Mexican star going. I mean, he's like an iconic figure down there. And of course, when he took on Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., the son of the real Mexican icon, Julio Cesar Chavez Sr., he was put in a no-win situation tonight because he was a 6-1 favorite at one point in time. He opened 6-1. At one point, it was 12-1. It closed down to 3-1 because the Marks played a game on the boxing squares. I'm talking about, not the Marks. The bookies played a game on the boxing squares. They marked them up. Why do I say that? Is that they set these odds so high, 6-1 originally, and then it went to 12-1. So you get to this greed thing. You go, well, I don't want $11 to win $1. I don't want win $12 to win $1. If I can win $1 to win $13, yeah, okay, I'll do that. So all these people that were reasonable boxing people, like Hector Martinez, my good friend that managed Roberto Duran, the once beaten amateur champion, two-time Golden Glove champion, he bet Chavez. He goes, it's 6-1, I got him. Why? It doesn't matter if it was 6-1, 6,000-1. If the guy's not going to win, it doesn't matter what the odds are, does it? 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Another little quick here text here on the fight. Golovkin and Canelo. Golovkin wins easily. Okay, we'll see what happens there. I don't know what's going to happen in September. Of course, the big pay-per-view fight. No more Mayweather. Sort of cool, isn't it? Isn't it cool that we don't have Mayweather to talk about anymore? You know, I really don't, unless he fights Conor McGregor. And of course, they're talking about that fight happening. And if it does, Ricky Sports here is going to rent out the entire parking lot. He owns a big piece of property over in San Leandro, California. In fact, I want to thank Ricky for letting it happen tonight. We saw the big fight at Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. Of course, Canelo and Chavez, 12 rounds of nothing but Canelo, live on pay-per-view. You are tuned to the Sports Byline broadcast, where this is the Taco Man, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network. This is Sports Byline.
What about Don Sutton?
Oh, I wore his ass out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I wore Don Sutton. Two guys on the Dodgers I wore out. Don Sutton and Bob Welsh. Oh, I could have went up blindfolded and got hits off those guys. I mean, really. I mean, Ray Charles could hit Don Sutton.
What?
And Ray had a hard time seeing the ball, man.
Yeah, he did. There's no question. We all know that.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
With Johnny Taco.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Harper back after. Heard the footsteps of Hayes coming and got rid of it quickly. Set up around the boards and out Girardi to an open side. Plucked by Peugeot. Shoots! Scores! Rick Nash shorthanded with Derek Stepan. Here he comes. He's right in. Stepan scores!
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Are you nuts?
You're tuned to Sports Byline Broadcast Network. As I said a little bit earlier, of course, hockey games later today on television here in the U.S. of A, of course, and around the world. You can snatch them on the internet. But the bottom line, St. Louis Blues are going into Nashville. That'll be at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 12 o'clock on the West Coast. NBC is going to pick that up. Of course, you can always go to a live game there and pick up a ticket for $90 at CBSSports.com. And Anaheim is going to invade Edmonton for a 7 o'clock game. That's going to be on NBC Sports cable, the sports channel. Bottom line is you can get to a ticket to that game for $147. Now, Monday, Washington's going to take on the top-ranked Pittsburgh Penguins. Of course, this is 7:30 p.m. Again, NBC is going to cover that. On Tuesday, NHL, of course, Ottawa, going to try to finish off the New York Rangers, of course. And that's going to be a pretty good game. That's going to be a pretty good game. You know, it's all on the line here. Ottawa wins one more time, it's over. New York Rangers win, it's tied up 3-3. Of course, it'll go to game 7, but the bottom line is Ottawa needs to put the Rangers away in game 6 to make things, I've got to put this, get some momentum going into the next series for them. Of course, Nashville is going to be at St. Louis, and that's going to be as well on Tuesday. Of course, you are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I read a couple texts here before I go. Do I think Bumgarner should get Doc all of his money this year? I think that if he has to miss any games or any games that he misses because of this motorcycle incident, I think he should have it deducted from his pay, unless he has a disability insurance policy. Why not? Everybody else, hey, what can I say? You shouldn't get paid if you get hurt. You're an athlete, and, you know, you don't do stupid stuff like that, riding motorcycles and riding fast horses and stuff like that. You just don't do it, man. You got the entire franchise, an entire team, almost a billion-dollar entity is on your shoulder, and you're fooling around playing with dirt bikes? Shame on you. Not much of a mature athlete there. Of course, Mr. Bumgarner, the ace of the Giants staff. Yeah, he was. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Don't forget, the Taco Man does a couple other things on this radio network as well. Don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, Sunday mornings, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, for an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. So we follow this up at 5 p.m. Pacific Time with No Holds Barred. An hour of pro wrestling, an hour of mixed martial arts. All in all, fine productions here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, brought to you by my executive producer, Mr. Scott Cuddy. Till next time, peace, love, lots of respect. And don't forget, you are tuned to Sports Byline.